use that information to move into a meditation and a channel from Kryon. So I invite you to close your eyes, place your hand on your heart, and in this moment, I invite you to feel the energy of the many thousands of souls that are tuning in, whether it's in the now or in the future, which in the future becomes their now. And so joining us are thousands of beautiful souls, and I want you to connect heart to heart with each person coming into this moment. And with our collective consciousness, let us send a wave of love and compassion to those on the planet in this moment who are going through grief. There are many who have been losing loved ones that have had their end of days on earth, and they are in a moment of grief. And while we can't take that grief away immediately, we can send love and compassion out to those individuals. And allow them to feel our support. And allow us to visualize them, perhaps not in a month or not quite a year, but allow them to be softened in their reaction. And that they can smile when they think of that loved person, knowing that we are in a circle of life and we don't truly die. We simply change energy forms. And that loved one that they have lost is now part of their soul group, guiding them, assisting them as they continue to walk on this planet. And with that connection and thought, allow your hands to relax. Take a deep breath. And we welcome the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Each time we come before you in this way, I hope you understand the love, the benevolence, the beauty. As we sit at your feet and give you the wisdom that is here. This planet is changing greatly. You may be aware of it. Some of you are seeing things that are fearful or appear fearful because of the shift, of the change, not understanding that some of that change may be that which will upset the normal. And it's the normal, perhaps, that is not going to return, a normal of low consciousness that is starting to move away from humanity as you know it. This is the first of the month channel. That is to say, the first one of the month. All four of these channels will be available and are available for free. And so I then am free to give you a four-piece channel, and I do it yet again. part one of a subject. And this subject truly is the elephant under the table, as some of you would say. Those of you who are watching this program, who have tuned in to this program because you want to watch it, have something all in common, various degrees of something in common, and that is you're starting to ask questions. And the questions you are asking is, have I missed something? Is there something perhaps bigger than I was told? Specifically, when it comes to that which is God, the creative source, spirituality, the energy on the planet, that some are saying is moving to a place it never was before, and they'd be right. The elephant under the table is that you're different. I'm going to call it consciousness shift. Some have called it awakening. I will say that it is human's new frontier. Not just that which is awakening, but a perception shift of the planet that is gradually starting to happen. And it refers not just to spiritual things. It actually relates to the way you think. Human consciousness is starting to vibrate higher. And the first thing that takes place, dear ones, the first thing is those who start to be more aware of what they were not aware of before. Let's call it, instead of an awakening, let's call it a greater awareness. So that is the new frontier. Greater awareness, specifically, about that which is spirit, about your own spirituality. And that's why you're here. It's the elephant under the table because it has changed your life. Sometimes it has made it more difficult in your life. Some of you have lost friends and family members because of it. So we're going to discuss it. The attributes, then, of this awareness shift. That's the subject. The first of these four is simply going to be looking around. I have given many parables, many examples, many metaphors of what some of you have experienced that actually got you in trouble. And I would say in trouble, that is to say, when you go against the norm, there are those who say, how could you? You were trained in this, you learned this, this is your staple, this is the way it works, and you have varied from that. Therefore, we're not going to be with you anymore. Perhaps that's why you're here listening to a program like this. You're among friends and good company. When I first started with my partner and started channeling on this planet, one of the first parables I gave was about a man named Wo. I told you he wasn't really a man or a woman. He was a Wo man, but we call him a man. We call him a he because it's easy. And it had to do with a disturbance in the corner. We called it Wo in the Room of Lesson. And the disturbance in the corner is a metaphor for him being in a room. And the room was his life. But there was a corner that always vibrated a little strangely. And those who were in the room with him said, yes, this is life. There'll always be things that you can look at or not look at. And there'll always be odd things. Don't look at it because it'll capture you. Or it's not good for you. And in this parable, Wo eventually looked, and it was like a door that he cracked open, and there was light there. There was other things there he didn't understand, and it changed his life. It was benevolent. It was loving. That was the first time we gave that kind of a parable, indicating that if you want to look, you might find a greater truth than you've been told. We gave a parable which became a book, The Journey Home. And in that, there was an average man, Michael Thomas, who had a near-death experience, and he came back with instructions from an angel. The angel told him to move into his city until he came to a park and sit there and wait, and he did. And finally, he thought he saw something in the hedge, like an opening or perhaps an anomaly. And he went to the hedge, and he saw that it was indeed an opening, a doorway, if you want to say that. And then he had a decision. He said, am I imagining it or not? Has somebody made this happen to me or not? Am I being tricked or not? And he tried to unsee that, and he couldn't. Every time he looked at the hedge, he saw the doorway, every single time. Eventually, dear ones, he went through that, and the adventure began. And he learned about things which were bigger than he was told. But the point is this, that when you start looking and something occurs, you cannot then delete that. Your conscious, your brain captures something critical, an opening perhaps, an awareness perhaps. Some have called it even an awakenings of what is it? And you're not frightened of it because you know that what it is that you have seen or felt is okay, it's safe, and you would like to know more about it. There are so many who have called these channelings a trick, that somehow you are brainwashed and you're tricked into something, and then you're captured forever. Dear ones, what if you went from darkness to light and you liked the light better? Is that a trick? I'll tell you something that you should hear and you should need to know, perhaps, and that is that all of you have the ability to look. And that if you choose to look, dear ones, that's like an outstretched hand to all of us to say, look, look at that. He's looking, she's looking. Let's give them something to see. That's what happened to my partner. That's what happened to many of you. You saw a greater truth, you went to look further at it, and it became that which is now your life because it saved some of you. We know who's watching. It became something that has extended your life. We know who's watching. What if God is bigger than you were told? What if God is not even representative of that word itself? A word that sometimes means anger and judgment and dysfunction like the Greeks had. That creative source which made you is provable all over the world. If you don't believe in that which is God, what if you erase the whole idea of a father in the sky, instead have a benevolent source that you are part of that has a grander scheme than anything anyone has told you? Let me close with this until the next section. There are physicians around this planet who are very, very good at something, and that is saving lives. And they spend their time often in the operating rooms, emergency cases mostly, those who are dying from accidents mostly, trying to save their lives and bring them back because it's not time yet in our way of thinking, in your way of thinking, perhaps. They come in and there's been an accident, and their heart stops. And for whatever reason it is, and it can be a multitude of reasons and so many accidents, they're resuscitated then. And that physician is good at this, at saving people and bringing them back, and they've seen it over and over and over, where someone would be clinically dead for a number, perhaps, of moments or minutes or whatever. Over and over, you've seen this, you know this. And the thing that they will tell you over and over, ask them. Some of them have written books on it, is this. A person comes back from that near-death experience, and the first thing they want to know when they recover and look at the doctor is this. Why did you bring me back? You see, they saw something. The door started to open, and the light shone, and they felt the love and the benevolence. They felt safe and beautiful. Oh, my. Can you imagine such a thing? Even though the family was back there on the planet and all that, and all they wanted to do was stay. And it wasn't a trick of the mind, as some biologists will tell you. That's real. And then they come back into the planet where they have to work with consciousnesses, lows and highs and all this. And they're disappointed, so many. And then they philosophize about it, and some become authors and teachers and healers themselves. And often the near-death experience has opened them to this. They saw the truth. And they want to show it to you without you having to go through what they did. And that's why you sit and listen to them. And we've had them. So many times we, meaning that which is the channeling, we've had them to give to you. We've had them present on programs like this. We've tried to show you there is more. There is an awareness starting to happen, and you can't unsee it, dear ones. And in the next section, when we come back, when we channel next week, we will continue. And the continuation will be what happens when you see the truth in all of its glory and no one else does. I think it matches so many of those right now who are listening. Are you interested? This is you. This is about the awakening awareness process on the planet, not just you, but so many around you. I'll be back. And so it is.